Hi, it's the Tuesday before Christmas here on KillRadio.org. This is DJ Bennett from the Kill Radio News Team. I first want to send out a message to a fellow named Jason, J-A-Y-S-O-N, who wrote me about 10 days ago. I just got the email and I sent him a reply and it bounced back that as undeliverable. So if you are listening, Jason, I did a little look into plasma cosmology, and I'm afraid that it doesn't really go with modern astronomical thinking. It does not account for the cosmic microwave radiation, background radiation, which is the proof of the Big Bang. And it does not really accurately describe star formation. And I think you will find that there are very few astrophysicists who are using plasma cosmology in their work. If you know of some, please send me current papers, not something from 1972, but something from the last 2 or 3 years of people who are publishing in peer-reviewed journals about plasma cosmology. I would be interested in seeing. Doesn't look like there would be much, but let me know. And hey, get an email address that I can write to you on, okay? And by the way, anybody who wishes to write me directly, my email address is chillroom@gmail.com. You can also send it to chillroom@killradio.org. Now, this is the weekly news in review, and it was posted today, the 20th of December, 2011, by Ryan Liebenthal, who's a new writer for harpers.org. Thank you, Ryan. And this does concern the news of the preceding week. And this is the news for Science and Reason, by the way. U.S. military officials declared the end of the Iraq war, finally, during a 45-minute ceremony in a fortified compound at Baghdad International Airport. Iraq's president and prime minister did not attend, and local reporters were not invited. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta said, "To be sure, the cost was high in blood and treasure of the United States and also the Iraqi people." In Fallujah, Iraqis celebrated by burning American flags. "I lost brothers and many relatives because of American bombs," said a resident of Ramadi. "I benefited by having a good job and a salary with which I can get whatever I need." 80 Iraqi civilians were killed during the final week of the war, and David Hickman, a 23-year-old Army paratrooper, was declared the 4,474th and last U.S. soldier to die in the conflict. In Homs, demonstrators hung Syrian political figures in effigy, and security forces killed at least 6 protesters. In Cairo, troops attacked demonstrators in Tahrir Square, killing at least 9, and firebombed the State Geographical Society. And in Sidi Bouzid, Tunisians gathered around a statue of a fruit cart to celebrate the 1-year anniversary of vendor Mohamed Bouazizi's self-immolation, which helped inspire the Arab Spring. Writer, human rights activist, playwright, and huge Velvet Underground fan, former Czech president Václav Havel died at age 75. North Korean Supreme Leader Kim Jong-il died at age 69, his favorite number. His legacy will be that truth and love must prevail over lies and hatred, said Havel's former secretary, Thomas Sedlacet, quoting Havel. "The whole life of Kim Jong-il," read a statement from the official Korean Central News Agency, "was the most brilliant life of a great revolutionary who covered an untrodden, thorny path with his iron will and superhuman energy, holding aloft the red flag of revolution." Yeah. Kim's 29-year-old son, Kim Jong-un, was named his great successor. Scientists in Switzerland said they'd found tantalizing hints of the so-called God particle. Do you need to have that explained to you? And writer Christopher Hitchens died at age 62 in, of all places, Texas. Canada became the first country to formally withdraw from the Kyoto Protocol, provoking objections from China and India, two of the world's largest greenhouse gas emitters. Officials in Los Angeles disclosed that they had infiltrated Occupy LA on suspicions that protesters were stockpiling bamboo spears and buckets of human feces. Congress passed a $662 billion defense spending bill that allows for indefinite detention of terror suspects. And when they say, "I want my lawyer," said Senator Lindsey Graham, Republican from South Carolina and a real dip, you tell them, "Shut up, you don't get a lawyer." Thanks for taking our rights away from us, Congress, Mr. President. Thanks for telling us that our rights are worthless. The war is over. The Pentagon launched an investigation into a photo showing 15 airmen at Lackland Air Force Base in Texas gathered around an open casket carrying a fellow soldier playing dead with a noose around his neck and chains draped around his body. "Da-dumped, da-dumped, sucks to be you," said the photo's caption. Former French President Jacques Chirac was convicted of corruption for employing 19 ghost workers while he was mayor of Paris. And Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin addressed allegations of fraud in his country's parliamentary elections, claiming that anti-government protesters had been paid to march. "Fine, let them earn a little money," he said, adding that the white ribbons they wore looked like condoms. At the final GOP presidential debate before the Iowa caucuses in January, Michelle Bachmann criticized Newt Gingrich for failing to take a strong enough stance against abortion. "The Republican Party can't get the issue of life wrong," Bachmann said. "This is a seminal issue." I could make jokes about that, but the real joke is Newt Gingrich, who was on top for a few weeks, and now he's dropping fast. Remember, Mitt Romney is most likely to be the candidate. A church in New Zealand erected a billboard depicting a distressed Virgin Mary glancing down at a pregnancy test. And the Southern Baptist Convention's publishing division began recalling pink Bibles sold to support breast cancer research after it received complaints that some of the proceeds were funding screenings at Planned Parenthood. Ooh. Doctors reported that a cancer survivor in Baltimore had to have her breast implant surgically extracted after it slipped behind her rib cage during a Pilates breathing exercise. "My body swallowed my boob," the woman reportedly told her doctor. Hundreds of apples fell from the sky over Coventry, England. Thousands of irid grebes crashed into a Utah Walmart parking lot they'd mistaken for a pond during their migration to Mexico. The lawyer for former Penn State assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky counseled anyone who believed the child molestation accusations against his client to dial 1-800-REALITY, a sex line for gay and bi-curious men. A woman at Zephyrillis, Florida, was arrested for attacking her ex-boyfriend with the antlers of a mounted deer head. A crucified Santa Claus skeleton was decapitated outside of a county courthouse in Leesburg, Virginia. And a mall Santa at the Logan Hyperdome in Queensland, Australia, was fired after offering to give autistic brothers Cameron and Liam Sleeth a jail cell for Christmas. "Even after Santa said it," said the boy's mother, "Cameron was still giving him hugs." Oh, that's sad. And that is the news. Not a lot of it, and I'm not going to give you very much science this week. I'm just going to say that it is the holiday, and even Kill Radio says happy holidays. In fact, I'll even go so far as to say Merry Christmas. You know, if you're not doing anything on Christmas Eve, tune in Kill Radio. See what's happening here, because you know it'll be festive and seasonless. My currently posted chill room show is called The Last of Jim Morrison, and it's well worth a listen. Go to killradio.org, and you will find it in our podcast archives. In the meantime, I'll be back next week with more news. Be on the lookout. Thanks for listening.